And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Also remember that you can go to our website, frog in my throat, oh my gosh. And if you want to listen to the show again, we do upload all the shows. Our website is www.nagb.org.bs. That is nagb.org.bs, which is the most unfortunate country moniker ever. You can go to the education menu. You can scroll down to Blank Canvas, and then you can click on the link and you can hear the show. So tonight, actually, I made a comedian laugh. I'm feeling very proud of myself.
That's not easy.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's not easy.
I've got the group to Spot 242 on the show. We are speaking about the comedic arts and how they reflect society and what we and how that can actually help people kind of, you know, rethink or laugh about their situation. They're going to be having two shows coming up at the Winston V. Saunders Theater, which is also known as the Dundas. You can buy the tickets. They're $20. And that's on Saturday, the 12th and 19th of August. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, improv and creating the characters and things like that. And I can't remember where I was having this conversation, but I was having a conversation with someone and they were saying they wanted to do something. They wanted to do some kind of comedy show at school. It might have been at the school, my kid's school, or somewhere. And this person said, oh, but stand-up comedy isn't really Bahamian. And I was like, what? And I was busy, and I was like, I didn't have time to, like, get into it. And I just thought that was a really weird thing to say. So I'm going to turn that over to Garcikani Nash and Candy Rigby and Gianna Wallace, who are here, because I feel like...
We are naturally comedic.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah. I mean, maybe not the standing up with a mic... You know, no. At school but I feel like we're funny people.
Very much so.
Very colorful.
I don't think it matters where you're from. I think it depends on the content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though stand-up itself might not be culturally Bahamian, what we talk about is culturally Bahamian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
but I feel like, again, even if stand-up isn't, I feel like my idea of Bahamians is standing around at Potter's Key and just... making everybody laugh, and just being hilarious, just making people laugh, and it is stand-up comedy. You got people who go in the bank and they're on the bank line, the bank full of people, and they got the whole line laughing, right.
Because they're just talking about what's going on in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, you do that, you find it in the store, you find it at the dock, fish fry. These people who have this natural comedic sense,
right?
And if you're all out there and you're listening, come join the sport.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need people like you. Gianna is one of those people.
Yeah?
He's a naturally funny person. But one of the things we do in the sport is we help you to find your funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is funny alike.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a part of our games is to help you find your funny. Our basic structure is a two-man comedy team,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, is world known,
mm-hmm,
which is a straight guy and a funny guy.
Sure, like Abbott Costello, like right. Lauren Hardy, right, yeah, like
Fred,
know,
and Bonnie Robinson. Fred and Bonnie, same kind of thing. But yeah, it's the two-man comedy team, and then we just add a few other players
Oscar
with
and
that.
Felix.
there you go. And that's our basic premise. Now, we don't always follow that premise, but we also try to teach people the mechanics of comedy so they can recognize their own funny.
Yeah.
You know, because you got some people with some really dry humor, some people with some really witty intellectual humor, some people with slapstick and body humor. You know, there's a wide variety of ways that humor is brought across.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to teach you to find your way of being funny.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell the cast members, don't worry about being funny. The funny is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to keep moving the skit forward. And believe it, once you get into the rhythm of things, it's going to be like a natural conversation, like you in the bank line, talking to everybody on the bank, and then the funny will appear.
Right. So do you have like a mission statement? I mean, as a group, is there a goal? I mean, aside from making people laugh, right? So that's obviously a given.
Well, actually, that's not the goal. The goal is to be socially conscious.
Right.
To reflect our society back at our audience so that they can ask themselves the important questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's me. Am I, like, really like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, I can laugh at myself,
but
I need to examine myself because I see myself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, artists, no matter which form of art you choose, whether it's dance, you know, painting, theater, music, we are here to hold up a mirror to society,
mm-hmm,
and have you look at the past, the present, and the possible future and ask you, do you like what you see.
Mm-hmm. It's a heavy question.
Exactly. And yeah. all artists do it. Yeah. We expose the ugly, we expose the beautiful, the in-between, but that is a part of our job. So,
do you ever get people, because I find at the museum, you know, people very often feel that art should make them happy, right? So that they should come, and at the art museum, it should be pretty. At the theater, they should come out, and like the couple should get together at the end.
Right,
or maybe
right,
not dramatic theater so much. We've come to accept that somebody might commit suicide in the dramatic theater. Right, but generally, it's like feel good. Like arts are there to make us feel good. Do you ever get people like giving you flack because you're bringing up issues that don't make people feel good?
No. At least personally.
I haven't experienced that.
I haven't either.
Or feeling that like you've cut too close to the bone, like maybe that you caught a character that was like, I don't know, borderline offensive because you got it too, you almost got it too right on.
Right. One of the things we do subtly try to do is when you touch a nerve with the audience, you immediately get a ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to get one of them every show.
Okay.
which lets us know that we hit an exact nerve. You know what I mean? The thing that people think that they wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the right character to say it the right way, then yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we want people to say, ooh, that's me. Or, wow, I was thinking the same thing.
But did they really go there?
Yeah. Did they really say that?
I get that a lot in the office. But anyhow.
There was once we did a skit reflecting the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in our society, as in ancient society or in the ancient Hebrew society, Jesus was in essence the scourge of his society. He was from the scourge of his society.
Right.
And so in our skit, Jesus was a Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
And people took offense to that. But they didn't understand the relation. In our society, unfortunately, we see Haitians as the bottom, as Jesus was in his society.
Mm-hmm.
So the relation was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so many people took offense, but we didn't mind because this, you know, it made you look at our society. Do you really look at our Haitian brothers like that as the worst of our society?
So what right now is going around your heads about topics that you think you're going to touch on?
You mean in the upcoming show?
Yeah. Like, what are the things? Because, I mean, obviously, we've just spoken about, like, you know, the situation of Haitian immigrants, which is a big...
Don't give too much away,
but I'm just saying, is there anything, without giving away too much, that you feel might get the similar kind of reaction? Is there anything, like, are you touching on something?
Politics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I think that's all we really need to say. Politics. Politics. You know, we had an election season just passed.
Yeah, I remember.
Politics.
If the minister's listening, could you appoint my board, please? Thank you.
Politics is the forefront of the media. So politics, we're really going to touch on politics. Mm-hmm. Expect that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we've got the minister in our... the show is formed around Justice Gardens, which is, for us, a little community in a place that's kind of like the Bahamas.
Yeah, sure.
And so...
And Aaron's the mayor.
So in Justice Gardens...
Yeah, but government is changing. You know, things are going
to change.
Okay, apparently you're getting knocked off your pedestal, but never mind. Okay.
In Justice Gardens, you know, it's a similar place to the Bahamas. And so we have a minister, and Minister Dion Fitzmiller will be... giving an address to the crowd in one of our shows.
Okay.
And it'll be interesting to see how his town meeting with the crowd goes.
Mm-hmm.
The two shows will be a basic review of the last year. So we will cover like the dump fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we will cover election.
See, that's why I live at Eastman.
We will cover...
Everyone says West is best, but at Eastman, I smell the dump.
Yeah, we got that traffic.
Yeah.
That's true. Rather the traffic than the dump. But anyhow.
Yeah.
In Justice Gardens, Hurricane Achu is coming to blow everything away.
Hurricane Achu.
And so, you know, people come on out and see us do a good comedic review of the last year.
Mm-hmm. So do you keep meeting all the way through the year, or do you just like really get into...
But
the rest of the year, you hang out?
We stay in contact via our WhatsApp group because funny is always coming. So some days it's, you know, you open up your phone and there's like 300 messages. You know,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, and it gets really funny.
Mine usually only show like 5 or 10.
Yeah, because he's one of the often participants.
Often.
So you, so you got, you just pulled it when I said, what are you going to be doing on stage? You pulled out this long list. So how do you whittle that down? I mean, I would imagine right now you've got a lot of material. How long, so how long is the show? What, about an hour and a half?
No, the show is roughly about 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Okay, yes, so 2.5 hours to pack in a whole year. How do you decide? How do you decide? How, is that a group decision?
Yeah, that's the beauty of improv. One of the other key principles of improv is that it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
We always tell cast members that you could be the funniest person, but if you can't work with the team, mm-hmm. you could go do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Improv is about team comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no me. There's us. Mm-hmm. There's always us. I don't have to be the funny person. She could be the funny person.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, people laugh at all the jokes. It's no problem. We all benefit from the success.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, so, all right. You've got a list of topics, let's say. You've got a list of 10 topics.
Right.
Curtain goes up. They're, I would imagine they're in an order. 1 to 10? Or well, so well, someone says, okay, Candy, you're up.
This is the idea of the list for the show.
Okay, so you're up, you go out.
Yeah.
And then just anyone who wants to join in that sketch?
No, it's already quite...
Because you said sometimes people come on stage and you want to get off stage.
Yeah, that's unexpected, though.
So you've got a skeleton.
We have more of a skeleton. We have character roles. We have... a scenario,
mm-hmm.
and then
the funny, pretty much.
We leading up to the funny. If we see something could be going wrong or left field, as we say,
mm-hmm.
Then someone could jump in
okay.
on stage and
okay.
totally
to bring it
change,
back.
Change.
So
the
people
vibe,
are like waiting in the wings just
yeah.
in case.
Yeah.
All right.
Just in case.
Do you have a safe word?
No, definitely not a safe word.
Yeah, but if I hear caw-caw on stage, I know that mean like either, you know, I'm doing something wrong, or I need to pay attention to something I wasn't paying attention to.
Okay, so just for all the audience, Aaron Green just joined us in the studio, the
yes,
soon-to-be former mayor of Justice Gardens.
But listen, and I'm so glad I catch that boat this morning from Justice Gardens to hear this news. I didn't know.
Apparently there's an election coming up. So you listen, I'm saying, I don't know.
Well, I have to go back and talk to my Chichanis about getting these votes together then.
Sounds that way. So anyway, we've got everyone in the studio tonight. We're going to go to another break and we're going to come back to finish up. So we're talking to The Spot 242. They have a cable show on Cable 12 on Wednesdays at 8:30, but coming up in August on Saturday 12th and 19th, performances at the Winston V. Saunders Theatre, otherwise to the rest of us known as the Dundas. We're in the studio with Garsakani Nash, with Candy Rigby, with Gianna Wallace, and with the wonderful Aaron Green, who just joined us. And we're going to hear more from them after the break. The tickets for these shows are $20. You have to go to the Dundas / Winston V. Saunders Theatre to buy those tickets. So we encourage you to go do that. We want a sold-out show.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. And so go down there. You know where that is. That's on Mackey Street, the bottom of the hill. So go buy tickets and show up on the 12th or 19th. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.